Well, it's been a while. How long has it been, Sean?
It's been a decade, I think.
Man,
a whole
since
decade.
I've passed
of days since you passed for
a bowel movement.
Oh, okay.
I'm backed up and backed up for a decade now.
It's all that sharp cheddar you're eating.
I did eat a whole lot of sharp cheddar the other day.
So that's
a whole bag.
I passed 2 kidney stones.
Just now?
Since the last one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good for you. Feeling a lot better.
So I'm sorry to hear that, man. That sounds like you've had a rough go of things lately.
It actually wasn't that bad. It kind of felt good.
But, you were drinking about 36 sodas a day.
Yeah.
All that sugar's got to go somewhere.
Big gulp.
So they told you weren't drinking enough sodas?
Upped it, but he switched to diet.
What you're going to want to do is...
Now he's going to pee out his kidneys.
Oh my God!
You're going to get some soda in there, you're going to like calcify it so it doesn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. So anyway, we're back to what we're now calling ourselves is Get to the Choppa.
Get
to the Choppa with Nick and Sean still. Today we have a couple friends in the studio with us. We've got Dave, who you guys know from prior episodes. As
welcome,
you know, just somebody.
A little preoccupied right now.
Dave's playing with the clock.
Mind your own fucking business.
So thanks, Dave.
Thanks for coming, Dave.
Well, I live here now.
Yeah, I guess you do. Anyway, and then we have Matt Langley, right? He's just in the background. We don't know if he's actually going to say anything. We hope he doesn't.
Eating
tacos.
Could you shut the hell up over there?
He's going to be passing kidney stones and eating tacos.
Yeah, crunching your bag around.
I'm going to hear him scream and then eat.
Have you had the new Jack burger with mushrooms?
I hear like a slurp and then like really obnoxious. Right.
Hey guys,
bottom of the glass, like ice cubes clicking around.
Want to hear the most annoying noise in the world?
Yeah.
I found some more french fries at the bottom of this bag.
Thanks for these kettle cooked chips, guys.
Hey, you want to have a pickle eating contest?
I do.
You know what, man? Just get out of here. We don't want you here anymore.
What else is loud?
Yep. God damn you.
In any case, well, welcome to the show, everybody. I think we're starting off with a bang.
Thanks for welcoming me, Sean. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome.
And, well, you're probably wondering out there, all 7 of you listening.
There's just one person listening to it
seven times. I'm speaking to myself at 7 different points in my future life. So, Nick.
Hey, Nick, if you're listening.
I want you to sit down and listen to this. You know, you're going to get through this time, okay?
The creepy
listen
beard.
Listen to me. I keep this weird, whatever you got going on, shave it. It looks terrible. But you're going to enjoy this. And remember what we're talking about today, because I'm about to tell you. The topic today is, guess what? It's me. We're talking about Arnold again.
Surprise.
And we're talking about, well, what if instead of becoming Mega Smash Movie superstar, I became WWF and later WWE and sometimes NWO and WCW Super Smash Mega Hit
ECW
Champion Starman. Champion Star. I have the Champion Starman belt.
I have the World Heavyweight Champion Starman belt.
From Planet Neutron.
Planet Jimmy Neutron.
Ground Patrol to Arnold Time.
That just sounds like Tom Arnold.
We are talking about Arnold. We're talking about his wrestling career.
Absolutely.
His fictional wrestling career.
Of course.
But soon to be very real.
Soon to be very real. In Omicron 4.
In Omicron 4, and he's just a little more racist in Omicron 5. Or 3. Or
no, he's more racist in Omicron 4.
No, you're right.
Less racist in Omicron 3.
So he's probably really against the Nation of Domination in Omicron 4.
Absolutely.
But maybe in Omicron 3, he's in like, him and D'Lo Brown. Is that his name? D'Lo Brown?
D'Lo Brown, dude.
Him and D'Lo Brown.
He's also, he could also be in Crime Time.
Crime Time, yeah.
In
wow.
Blackface.
What up? Crime Time,
yeah.
Dude. What up? That's not racist at all,
dude.
Man.
And that was like 5 years ago. That was
that
not
was
long
very recent.
Ago. They were two African-American citizens. Crime Time. Yeah, their thing was like,
you can say black
people.
You can say black person. Like,
two African-American,
African-American citizens.
Good. I was going to get really upset if you go up there illegal.
These savages.
Citizens.
So anyway, Crime Time.
Yeah. So that was ridiculous. But, you know, Arnold's career, we're just going to talk about what would have happened. And the way this is going to work is there's going to be a narrative. So it's not, guess what, it's me, Arnold, in the 80s, what would I have done? And then another Arnold in the 90s, and this is what I would have done. No, the things that happened to Arnold in the 80s are going to affect his character development
directly,
into the 90s.
Directly.
So it's a full-on career, and he ages as well. So keep that in mind.
He ages well.
He does age well. And he ages well, and he's Asian as well. Minus the last thing, but it, except unless maybe his character makes may take some dun 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 dun
bong. Scary, real. It would be a caricature in the Arnold movie. Come on,
yeah.
I don't know that for a fact.
The Arnold Draken.
So it's a progression.
It's a progression. So let's start. What decade are we starting with, guys?
I think we should start with the 80s. That'd probably be the most fun to start with, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
Because I think 80s is when really wrestling would have taken off. You know, you got Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania running wild.
WrestleMania.
You have WrestleMania. You got Vince McMahon mania. Stephanie McMahon mania. I'm just kidding, that's her. In the 80s. But in any case.
Yeah. Plus you've got guys like Daniel Bryan,
guys who they're wrestling in the 80s.
They were fans of wrestling in the 80s, and it inspired them today.
Oh, okay, you're
guys like John Cena.
But directly,
I meant that they wrestled.
Yeah. But you know, so we have the 80s era of wrestling.
So let's. Okay, so hello there. I guess it's me, Arnold. What am I? Welcome to me.
Yeah.
What is he doing? What's his thing? What's his shtick?
His shtick. Well, dude, okay, so he is at peak. He's at peak physical condition.
You got to think about what the 80s is about, too. The 80s is all about greed.
Decadence.
And fitness.
Decadence.
Because you got Olivia Newton-John. This is like...
Get physical! I want to hear your body talk.
This is like the start of infomercials to sell
equipment
and like really fast get in shape quick.
Okay. Down.
And Arnold is a professional bodybuilder.
Yes.
He's a pro. The man lives to build.
So how about we assume that his professional bodybuilder career he segued into wrestling.
It's a very clean transition.
So there was no movies at this point. It's just that.
It'd be straight into becoming the super mega starman belt.
So he could super mega starman.
He still does movies at this time too.
That, okay, well that's
but they're like wrestling movies.
Yeah. They're just wrestling movies. Hey, here's a movie where Arnold the Wrestler plays a wrestler.
No, that's even funnier. But I meant like the WWE produced, like crappy, kind of shitty movies. Like,
what are you talking about? Have you seen The Marine 2?
Starring The Miz.
Yeah, The Miz, that's right. Real World? From The Real World?
From The Real World.
From The Real World.
So Arnold's thing, I like what Dave was saying. The 80s are about decadence and greed and fitness and perfection.
So is Arnold is he heel or a babyface?
I'm thinking he starts out almost as like a Ted DiBiase type character.
$1 million man, arrogant.
Yeah,
very arrogant. His $1 million is made from his body. Because he's like...
His body? Okay, that could be...
$1 million body.
He's like got the $1 million body.
I like that.
We have the $1 million, because what, Ted? I got the $1 million body.
There's like rumors that Arnold's pecs are insured for like $1 million each.
Like, there could be a whole story... There could be a whole thing where like somebody comes up and gives him like a pat on the chest and he like loses it.
Yeah.
He's like, don't you ever touch me up again. These are worth $1 million a piece.
Dude, yeah. And his thing, like, he flexes each one of his biceps and he goes, cha-ching.
And like, him and Ted DiBiase have like a rivalry that then spawns into a tag team. Because, dude, at first they hate each other. He's like, you know, Ted DiBiase's like, well, I could buy anything. You know, you can't buy this, you can't buy perfection.
Yeah. But then Arnold is trying to sell.
Exactly.
There's a whole
backstage, like, funny feud thing where they're, like, doing a back and forth about, like, how, like, Ted DiBiase is like, I'll give you $675,000 for that body or something like that. It's kind of like, weird and sexual.
Bobby
Brain Heenan is definitely working with them, too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're right. He'd be a good character in there.
But, so I like that.
That's one possibility.
Let's build on it.
Let's build on it.
So Arnold's wrestling persona, I think he definitely would have that. There's nothing in that I didn't like.
Okay.
What I think we need, though, is a wrestler. he needs his, a little bit more of his own development in terms of what's his catchphrase, how does he interact with the audience, what's going on.
Okay, let's start
What's it look like when he enters the ring? What's his theme song like? What's all that? What's happening?
But okay, so basically we're going WWE wrestling video game. We're creating a player.
That's what's happening right now.
But I see that more as coming into during the 90s when he starts doing the crowd interaction.
But there's going to be a progression.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, this one is like the 80s one is more just like
there's less
video.
There's less of the backstage. There's a little less of the backstage stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the later 80s where you started getting to those little clips of like Mr. Perfect.
Well, that's when you
Million Dollar Man.
It was more just talking. In terms
there's a lot of talking
the
backstage, exactly.
Lots of Macho Man.
Mean Gene here.
But when Arnold comes out, I'm imagining that, Dave brought up that he's all about greed and perfection and arrogance.
His body is a million dollar body.
So he just strolls out wearing very a regal
robe.
It's like a regal thing, but it only covers his back because he wants everybody to see.
He wants to see the body, dude. It's like a cape.
Yeah, it's like a cape,
but a smaller version.
Yeah,
I got you.
You know, you can see him, and before he walks out, is just. The screen pops up and his face, and he just points at the audience, just says, "You sicken me.
You sicken me.
You sicken me." And that's just they did. He comes out for a while, and then he walks out. That's it. Then it's just silence from them on. He
it's
walks
just
out.
Silence? I don't know. I want something.
No,
I
think,
I think
it
should be. No,
like,
I think it should be like.
I think it should,
be like very like pomp. I'm gonna say pomp and circumstance, which is actually the Macho
but
from Mom's Son. But it's got to be like a big production, I think, when he comes out. Like the way he moves.
Yeah.
I was almost
and
seeing
he,
it.
But the fans are all booing him.
Yeah.
But he loves it. You're sick of me. You're sick of me.
He's disgusting. He's pointing everybody in the crowd.
He's pointing at kids always.
Dude, his mic
work. He pauses.
Get your finger out of your nose.
He pauses for pictures with fans, and he's like...
Yeah,
they sicken him that much.
He's just one time he just comes out, and the whole time he's holding his nose.
Oh man, that's perfect.
Anytime
he's in the South, in Tennessee, he's just like, oh my god.
He's on the microphone with a clothespin over his nose.
He goes, I can smell the stupidity.
Let me tell you why I did it with the clothespin.
This
town stinks. I can smell it on the plane right here.
This would be something that would... this would be hilarious. If he gets in an extra special feud with one town, let's say Mobile, Alabama.
I was always thinking of Tallahassee, Florida.
The town doesn't matter as long as it's specific. Let's say Tallahassee. He goes and they hate him there, and he hates them too. He goes an extra mile. He comes out in a suit that people wear when they're inspecting fucking
hazmat.
This is the only way I feel comfortable here. Coming out because I've been Tallahassee because people sicken me so much that I have to protect myself. You sicken me.
Especially you over there.
So
look at them. He's got 72% body fat.
But you have to buy 3 tickets just for yourself.
There's not a seat in this arena that's big enough to
really,
fit your...
He really makes it personal.
It's
for someone in the front row.
So, this builds up over years, and at one point, when he goes, he says he hires a little person that kind of looks like him and is kind of buff go out instead of him. And he says, he shows up on the big screen, wondering why it's just them. You people didn't deserve the whole $1 million body.
Yeah.
You get about the $100,000 body. That's what it's and the bottle. That's what you get. That's what you deserve, Tallahassee.
I'll see you next year.
I think it should always be, even when he's at other places doing shows live, he goes, this place is pretty bad, but it's not this bad as Tallahassee.
You are lucky that there's only one city in this godforsaken country that is worse than you.
Detroit.
Philadelphia.
I think it's even better that he doesn't. he never has appeared in the ring in that city.
He always has some gimmick. There's always some gimmick.
At one point, he's coming out, and he literally gets so sickened by everyone that by the time he gets to the ring, he's just, like, vomiting. And
yeah.
He has to run back. He comes out with a thermometer. Oh, my God.
He's got the microphone. Goes, if you couldn't tell from my appearance, you've sickened me.
and then
he just leaves.
Oh,
dude.
And one of them, you hear his music come on, and then someone, like the announcer, comes out and goes, "Sorry, Arnold could not make it here tonight. He's at home, sick."
Sick. He called in sick to work today.
He
sickened me.
Dude,
he's in the hotel.
Wow.
Sick.
That would be the ultimate gag, man.
Yeah, and he would never. That well would never run dry.
It would never, dude.
If they were doing that right now, I'd watch wrestling.
If I were a wrestler that was actually doing that, dude, I'd watch it and lose. Oh my god!
Okay,
that's funny. Okay, so
I love that, dude. So
okay,
that's
so that's like
thing.
His catchphrase.
Yeah,
for this generation, in this period.
Yeah.
So what kind of interactions now?
Well, that I think we described it pretty well.
It's Ted DiBiase, I think, is great. But dude, you're talking about
I thought you meant with the fans. You mean with other wrestlers?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thinking,
dude, with that big of an ego, dude, he's gonna have a problem with.
He would have to be a leader of a group. He would have a problem with Hulk Hogan. He would never team up.
Of a faction,
think, right?
Dude. He'd definitely be a part of the like U.S. versus thing. He'd be with like the Iron Sheik.
Dude. Because he's the Austrian Oak.
Yeah. He's the Austrian Oak.
Guess
yeah.
what?
But yeah, but he is all about the American dream, though.
That's what. Well,
but I think
no,
he's
going to.
Guess what?
Let me tell you what happened. Do we say
well,
it together?
He fight. Yeah.
He's going to fight Hulk Hogan, right?
Oh.
Are we thinking.
I was imagining in the U.S. versus abroad, he fights for the abroad team, but dude, he turns.
Oh, he turns.
That's what I
Here's,
thought.
That's
about.
A
okay.
really good idea. But what I was thinking is, dude, he is in that faction. He loses. He's still a heel. Moves on, dude. Takes on a personal vendetta against Hulk Hogan, who was the leader of that team, dude.
Yep.
He wants to take down the champ, dude.
Oh,
he wants
like
the title.
Better.
So he goes after him, dude. Him and Hulk have an epic fight, dude. Like an epic WrestleMania duo, dude. And they, like, at the end of the match, Hulk Hogan, of course, wins. And, you know, because he hulked out the last
yeah.
one. Then dropped a really lame atomic, like, drop.
Better than he dropped it. On his chest.
Yes.
The
$500,000 packs.
Like, whenever someone gives him, Arnold gives him, like, an open hand
yeah.
slap in the chest. And
he does that.
He covers up. He literally gets out of the ring and he's, no, he's
yeah, right.
No, like, he's going to leave the match and Arnold.
That's great. That's
Hulk Hogan's
but,
rest.
Let's finish up what's going to happen. So, dude, they have this epic fight. They, you know, it's like one for the ages. And at the end, dude, Hulk Hogan puts his hand out, like, put it there, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, Arnold does it, dude. And, like, all of a sudden, you know, doing the Hulk Hogan theme song. And then Arnold starts waving an American flag. And that's when he turns good.
I decided to team up with Hulk Hogan tonight for the great state of California.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. That happened in California, like, in
yeah.
L.A., dude.
But, dude, before he does all that,
yeah.
when he's doing the stuff with Ted DiBiase, what if and Ted DiBiase team up and recruit a third dude, a ravishing Rick Rude?
Okay.
So you've got Mr. Perfect, ravishing Rick Rude, and Arnold, probably the three like biggest egos, most beautiful
you said
people.
Ted DiBiase, you didn't say Mr. Perfect.
I'm sorry, I'm a million dollar man.
Also gonna be in
yeah, let's throw him in there too because he's all about the ego.
If they make a team. Who
they
would
make
they,
a team.
Who
they
go up against? But let's talk about the team first.
Well, first the team name. What do you guys think?
It would be like it would be called like the Million Dollar Dream Team. Something
like that. But the ego, but everyone else calls them the egomaniacs.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Everybody calls them that. Yeah, that's like what the other faction that
yeah.
they go up against calls them that.
No, it's not the name. You have a really cool
we
name.
We have the million dollar
dream team. Our name's pretty cool, so we'd appreciate it being called by
him. I think it'd be funny if it was a really simple name, but like the running joke was that they hired a whole.
$1 million This name is worth more than your life. Okay.
We have the $1 million dream team, and do you want to know why? Because we paid $1 million in order to get the snake.
Yeah. Dude. And then, like, at the end, like, there's a, when they start kind of, like, you know, come fall apart, the seams, because naturally, that many egos,
well, that's
dude.
That's going to happen.
So they're going to actually, at what point Arnold's just going to say, I didn't even think the name was that good.
Yeah,
it tends to be Oscar's like, well, don't you say that. You take that back.
In the wrestling documentary made today, Arnold's like, we were going around with the $1 million dream team. I cannot tell you how much cocaine was being done
yeah.
in that hotel room.
It should have, we were the $1 million cocaine team.
I once watched Ravishing Rick Rude do a line off of each one of our boners. Back to back to back.
It was great. It was the most incredible thing
it
I've
was
ever
24
seen.
Inches of cocaine.
Oh my god. That's
not
right.
To drop a dead
horse. Drop a horse. And then, do you know what we did? We went out that night and we body slammed Hogan into the ground.
This wasn't planned. We just went to his hotel room. We smashed him through his hotel coffee table.
It was the day after WrestleMania.
He was pretty sore. He was tired.
He had just fought Andre the Giant at this time.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh man. But yeah, who would they go up against, dude?
Okay, so who would that faction go up against? So they got these, like, you know, the
they're
egos.
They're heels
for sure, but they're kind of likable because they're so funny.
Yeah,
like,
they are funny. They do funny.
They would definitely go up against like Hulk Hogan, Macho Man.
Yeah, do we put it?
Ricky the Dragon.
Do we put a dream team together though? But these guys aren't so. They're not so like intimidating that you need a dream team to go up against them.
No,
maybe
I'm just saying those
were some big wrestlers at the time.
And
Mr. Perfect,
dude. What if there was another team rather than being different than them that was like the same and claimed how that would piss them off more than anything?
They were the richer ones.
Yeah, they were. Dude, and I'm imagining a young Shawn Michaels.
Yes,
the Rock and Rollers, dude.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What the other Rock and Rollers?
That other guy.
Dude, and they're funded by one famous Ric Flair.
Oh yeah, Ric Flair was doing
Nature Boy.
No, he was. Was he? Where? What? Was he still?
He
on
was
that?
Still in WWE or F. Yeah.
I mean, he had to be because WCW wasn't a thing.
Yeah,
but I thought he might have been retired by that. I guess the late 80s.
I think it'd be funny too if like Big John Studd was in the good guy team, and they're like, that guy, he's a hillbilly.
What would he be doing? I don't know. Like,
he's
like
a Beverly Hillbilly.
Yeah,
he's a Beverly Hillbilly Texas team.
That would be fun.
Oil.
Yeah, and their thing is they're richer, dude. They call themselves the $2 million dream team.
Because you can't do that. We copyrighted that because you're absolutely doing a knockoff of that name.
Ric Flair says he paid someone $2 million.
Well, I paid $2 million for that
sound. It was clearly some like kind of shady looking dude. He goes, "Yeah, he paid me." Definitely did.
This isn't a guy who's just like hangs out with him.
It's Tom, what's his name, Ricky the Brain or whatever. Not the Ricky the Brain. Ricky the Brain.
Ricky the Brain.
Jimmy Hart, the mouth of the
they keep changing Jimmy Hart
names
like
one
to thing. One up?
Yeah.
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 By $1
or something like
that. And the irony of it is the original $1 million dream team is actually paying this money.
They're going broke, dude. Dude, that's the storyline.
That's
how they beat it, dude. It's like the Cold War.
When they lose, it's an
allegory for the Cold War.
They're calling the bankrupt team or something.
Yeah.
They file for bankruptcy.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, the team has to file. They are forced to disband by the WWE. Because
they
don't have enough
their dudes.
They can't afford dues, dude.
But why are they having to pay dues?
That's a funny question.
Because they have to pay for beating up Hulk Hogan in his hotel room.
You're right, dude. They are enslaved to the WWE at this point.
The other team finds out and they're like, they were paying? They were actually paying.
We were totally making that up. They actually did it.
Oh, man. No, that's genius if Ric Flair's idea the whole time is like, we're gonna defeat them by bankrupting.
We're going to bank it, dude. He knows. He's always going to bank
it. And he's the dirtiest player in the game. You got to beat the best. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's how we can do the split from Arnold going from being the bad guy into the good guy.
Oh, because, dude,
now he's got to
pull himself up by his own bootstraps.
He's
American
dream. Literally.
Panhandling. There's like things of him on the street begging.
Dude, but
it's coming in when he's walking to his matches, he's asking the crowd.
Dude, he's got like a, but he's still coming out like next to nothing. He's just got like the underwear on.
Well, dude, I mean, he still has the body. But imagine like how much this crestfallen Arnold, he would hate himself for doing this.
Oh yes, this is
so.
Like,
he just starts to, you know, I sickened myself.
I sickened. When he's walking to the ring, he goes, "Look at you walking that to the ring. You sicken me. I am sickening me right now.
I'm sickening me.
You're poor."
Arnold's
poor
character goes through this whole depression stage. He films promos in the mirror, just
yes.
Disgusting. You're sick of me, you're poor, you're broke. You've got the
$1 million
body.
I stink.
Does he do it for bankruptcy?
He buys a house! He buys a house in Tallahassee!
Oh,
he gets burnt to the ground. Dude, like somebody throws a brick through his window.
Yeah, dude. What if,
it's a trail.
Dude, what if, okay, so now that the Dream Team has broken up.
They're out.
And what if Ric Flair, then this is kind of continues the story on the world.
I love it.
And Ric Flair is like, I will return your wealth to you if you sell me one of your pectorals. It's like worth $500,000.
Yeah.
He's like, do you do that?
I'm going to pay a buck.
I'll pay it. And Arnold is like having to consider this.
Ric owns part of his body.
Yeah.
Now in this transaction, it's like Arnold after
Arnold has
surgery.
This is surgery.
I don't think he does. Rick tells him that one day he'll want it.
Yeah, he goes,
oh, yeah, man. I'm going to need that one day.
Or he tells him to stop working out that pack.
I imagine he makes him get a tattoo of Ric Flair's face.
On his tattoo. Yes.
Yeah. And he carved a picture of Ric
Flair. And he flexes and says, woo!
Definitely,
old 80s big hair.
Yeah, nature boy, dude, for sure.
And he always comes up.
He's always trying to hide it, but yeah, can't.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But he's so vain, he wants everybody to see his body.
Yeah.
And underneath it, above it says "property of Ric Flair."
He pays him $500,000 to his family.
But he's got his wealth back, dude. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So that would be funny. So how do we... Okay. So are we in agreement that he's going to eventually turn...
Good guy,
right?
Yeah.
Baby face.
Yeah.
He's been humbled by Ric Flair.
So he's been humbled by Ric Flair. Dude, I say... What about that? So I guess the Hulk Hogan American Dream thing wasn't going to do something else.
Oh, dude, no. Let's go with it.
But, okay, so at some point... So
is
saying,
that, let's say that's after
let's
he comes
say,
back
yeah.
with Ric Flair.
So let's just say at some point he gets in a rivalry with Hogan. I don't know how.
How about, okay, so Ric Flair kind of owns him, right?
Yeah.
And let's say Ric Flair decides to make him feud with Hogan, but Arnold secretly the whole time loves Hogan. Like, he thinks he's an inspiration because he's like... He's, you know, gay, brother. I'm buff. You can get buff, too. He's like, you know, he wants to make people sicken me less. It's a very vain and petty reason. But Ric Flair hates him for some reason, dude. Fucking hates Terry Hogan. He didn't invite him to his pool party.
Terry below.
he's always hated him. So he's like, you're going to feud with him for me. And, like, that's the only way Arnold will get to keep his pec muscle.
What? That is a convoluted story.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what happens.
And he does it. Ric Flair will pay for the surgery to have his tattoo removed.
Yes.
Okay.
So
he has to feud with him for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And his heart's not in it because he kind of likes the guy.
And he has no money.
So his turn to being on Hogan's side will endear him to the public because that's him turning away from the evil Ric Flair.
Yeah. Dude, there's times where he has to come out and, like, attack Hogan from behind.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Him
and he hates doing
and
it clearly.
Backstage, there's like a thing of him and Hogan. He's like, listen here, brother. This is the land of the free. No man owns another man. And you need to stand up for what is right, just like we did back in 1776.
Yeah.
You know, like real crazy patriotic shit like that.
Yeah.
And then Arnold's like, you've inspired me. You know, like, I'm seeing the ale of my ways. And then, dude, like, he starts, like, so. Then Hogan kind of fashions him into, like, an American, like, icon, you know?
Yes.
He's poised to be the next Hulkster, dude, basically.
Yeah.
But not really.
What, is he having any interaction with Macho Man at this point?
Well, you know, Hogan and Macho Man have, like, a rivalry, so I'd say maybe he steps in and tries to help out with that.
That's what I imagine is, when at his lowest point, is there's, like, this huge match, let's say a WrestleMania between Hogan and Macho Man, and Arnold comes out and hits Hogan from behind with the chair.
Yeah.
And Macho Man, like, has the chance to win, but it's like he can't do it because he respects Hogan too much and won't allow him to win based on Arnold's, like, interference.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Arnold's lowest point. It's like, he's like, I can't do what I want. I can't help you.
Yeah.
And he just, like, breaks down publicly, and then Hogan builds him back up after that.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure, that's fine. But then Hogan gives him that big speech that I just gave.
Exactly. Yeah. This is a preface
speech
to that.
The speech
this
will
is just
be
the
in.
I mean, Dave, I don't think the speech is.
No, dude, it's not.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's fine. In any case, so dude, let's talk. Dude, we have been talking for quite a while about the '80s, dude.
Yeah.
I think we can.
Well, this is moving into the.
So
90s
now we're gonna start moving. So let's say Hogan's gone.
Hogan's out of the picture.
Okay. Well, dude, we're gonna move into the '90s, dude. So
okay,
he's not around.
The Attitude Era. I think right before the start of the Attitude Era, when Arnold's building himself back up again, I think for his music, when he comes out, it should be him talking, like, giving himself a motivational speech for whenever he walks out.
Okay.
Like, he's like, you're looking good today.
Yeah, yeah.
Muscles.
You're looking fantastic.
I like, the muscles are fantastic, Arnold. You're number one.
He's always extremely vain, but it's... in a lighter sense. Now,
yeah,
so now,
he's still very vain, but he's more positive.
I still, at the end of it, it should go, and Tallahassee isn't that bad.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, that's become such a long-running joke.
It's always that.
But, dude, yeah, it could totally be something like that.
They're playing Spaces in it, so
yeah,
responds to it.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah!
He asks a question. How are you doing today, Arnold? And then
I'm
Arnold digresses,
cool.
Like, it's pretty fantastic.
You're looking great, Donald. You're looking great.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that keeps going.
Yeah,
no, thank you, but you're really looking fantastic. Well, no, thank you, but
yeah,
you're
like,
really looking fantastic.
Exactly. There's like a number of lines where like it's rehearsed well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's like it could be like a dance. Look at those moves.
Oh, my God. People are just losing it because this is so over the top.
I can't take it.
What does 90s Arnold come out in? What's he wearing?
Leather jacket.
And
yeah,
I think Arnold needs to go. He needs, so,
what
dude, for all right, late 80s, hold on.
It's removed.
It's removed.
Poorly.
That joke's done.
Poorly.
Huge scars. No, dude.
It got removed.
It looks really
Hogan.
Red. Like, there's still
dude,
an outline.
So let's say towards the... Let's say
Hogan actually donated his left butt cheek to replace Arnold's
sponge.
It's tattooed skin. So he has, like, hot dog skin. It looks like a hot dog.
Right, that's true. Okay, so let's say Arnold in the late 80s
mm-hmm.
is kind of he's not a joke, but he's more of like a funny bit.
Yeah.
Like, he's popular. He probably, you know, wins a title here or there, like a European.
Super
like
megastar.
Maybe he was like intercontinental champion for a minute.
Let's say European.
Okay, European.
It's
champion.
A little smaller, and
yeah.
he is European.
He's European.
Because
I'm into, and he gets very, like, you know, proud about his country and stuff.
Yeah.
But not bad guy, Brad. Just like want to bring a little bit of Austria to you, and there's
yeah.
a few gags.
Oh
that, you know?
Yeah,
he was
like
yeah, something like weird like that.
That's
anyway,
Austria.
So he does that for a while, and then dude like takes it maybe because he's always good guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in the '90s he takes like a turn, and maybe like joins up a DX or something.
See, I was thinking it as he wants to join with DX, but they won't let him because they're all a young.
Oh, he's old.
And coming,
yeah.
And he's old, and he's always like, "What's this it? You want me to? I don't know what I'm sucking. I don't know what the it's
dude.
I'm sucking."
Oh, and but
yeah, he just doesn't get the reference.
Doesn't get it at all.
Come on, old man.
What if there's a gag where like he becomes their intern because he wants to join?
Oh
so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah, and he's like,
yeah.
But he's really old.
But
he's
older.
And it's like weird that they're like, "Yeah, all right, why don't you go out there and challenge the Undertaker?" Like, I'm about to do it. And dude, he's terrified.
He's terrified.
Dude, he gets out there, he's like literally like pissing himself. Like, there should be a gag where he pisses himself.
Arnold is actually believes the Undertaker is a dead man.
Exactly.
He's terrified.
He's just telling me, how was the spirit of the methods of keeping living? How was the other roster?
He doesn't understand.
How could he be defeated?
You can't.
How can you kill what's already dead?
Exactly, dude. Oh my
the Boiler match?
The boil? No, buried alive match.
Oh my God. Dude, not only this, but he's going to send his brother Kane after me. He literally lived through hell. I'm going to hell and back.
Oh my God, dude.
He
that would be great.
He would be scared of the
So yeah, dude, I think there would totally be a storyline where he like,
does that, and he's like, but he's not like cool enough. He's not quite bad enough for DX.
So what generation is Arnold from? What is that, baby boomer? He's like, they're like, he's like the first time he's going to get to come out to D-Generation X
yeah.
music. He's being promoted. He comes out, and it's all a gag, and they're like, generation baby boomer. Like, they just show like a bunch of videos of baby.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, I can see him something doing a weird gag.
And then he turns around and Shawn Michaels super kicks him
right in the head, dude. But he comes back, dude.
He doesn't.
That was the last straw.
That was the final straw.
I think the next one tries to team up with The Undertaker to beat him up, but he's still scared.
But like, there's a bit, there's a whole long running gag where he's trying to find a partner or a team to go up against them. And like, so he like gets the biggest, scariest guys I can. He goes in like the Undertaker, and Undertaker like turns around. And he goes, "I'll see you later." And then like turns around, like walks away. He's a big baby. But dude, who would he? Yeah, but who would he eventually find that takes on DX?
Who would he team up with? Chris Jericho.
Jericho. This is probably a little
before
Jericho.
What about Stone Cold?
I was thinking Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Dude.
It should have. Yeah. Well. What would bring them together?
That's the thing.
Stone Cold's kind of so Arnold is very much looking for something to latch on to.
Yeah.
Maybe he latches on to Stone Cold's whole
bad
shtick, dude.
No, dude, that's what I'm
and
saying.
He becomes, that's like very Terminator 2.
Yes.
You know, the dad's born.
That's perfect because, dude, what does he want, dude? He wants to be cool enough. He wants to be like the bad guy.
Yes.
He wants to be,
like,
wants to join
never
DX.
That cool
but
that
he's never been that cool. But dude, Stone Cold, dude, he's like, he goes, look at him, he doesn't care about anything. He's reckless.
He's drinking delicious Coors Light.
Yeah, or Miller Light.
Miller Light.
So then, yeah, he goes out there. So he goes and finds him, Stone Cold, like, reluctantly.
Maybe that would be a thing.
Like, Arnold backs him up enough times that Stone Cold agrees to, like, and, like, DX does something to Stone Cold so that he's like, all right, I'll take you up on your offer, you know?
It'd be a funny thing that the only way Arnold will agree to hang out with him is if they start drinking light beer.
You know how many empty calories you're getting right now?
And it'd be someone like, he'd be trying to do that, and Arnold or Stone Cold would slap the beer out of his hand and, you know, call him a sissy.
I imagine like they have to do a bit where they're like remembering how Stone Cold met Arnold and like how he took him under his wing. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, Arnold shows up to his house. And he's like, "Hello, this is Stone Cold. I would like to take you on. I want to be a protege." And Stone Cold's like, "Dude, I can't do it." But he'd be like, "All right." "Did you bring a 30-pack?" "Of course I did." "All right, come in."
That was how it happened, dude. You just had to come up.
And it should be when he hands Stone Cold the beer. Stone Cold should be like, "Did you bring any for yourself?"
Dude, nice.
That completes the joke.
That's hilarious. I also figured he'd take it from him, put him down, and just give him a Stone Cold.
First lesson.
Don't ever come to my house again. I come to my house.
Dude slams the door, opens it up again, he goes, "I'll see you at 6 a.m. tomorrow at the gym."
Yeah.
He's still got enough of it. He's in the bushes.
That's so funny.
So the next day, Arnold shows up at the gym, and dude, just in his whole persona, he's wearing the sunglasses. He's got on like a leather jacket and fucking like what kind of pants is he wearing? Yeah.
He's wearing the wrestling trunks.
And boots, dude.
He's not even wrestling boots.
Okay.
And then like, you know, but for some reason that's just what he's wearing.
What's his hair like, dude? We never described his hair. What if he had long hair in the '80s? That would have been funny.
Long hair, I'll do like Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
That's good. Let's say that. Imagine everything we talked about in the '80s and just imagine he had bad hair.
Yeah. I imagine this.
Go back.
This is lesson
go back
two.
Go back and listen.
This is lesson two. He still kinda got his hair long.
You got this girl here, so match me on the poet, I won't get that cut.
And that's when he gets the Terminator
flat top.
Yeah, he gets the flat top.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Boom.
I like that.
That's
cool.
Good. That's perfect.
That's good. So that happens, and now he's got bad hair.
Yeah, okay, boom.
So what, and Arnold has, and Stone Cold has to teach, and like, dude, there's great moments in the ring where they're teamed up, and Stone Cold's trying to like teach him how to be a tough guy,
mm-hmm.
and like, Stone Cold's like doing the mud hole stomp and like the when they're like the corner and just basically just kicking them repeatedly, and then like Arnold, he's like get in there and go, and like, you know, and then the Arnold does it, it's and he's trying to kick him, but it's like he's doing it like just he's doing it really like effeminately almost.
Yeah,
like, it's like you know,
and Stone Cold's whole thing is he's trying to teach Arnold, like he becomes almost like this Zen master to him, and he's like, you gotta find your rage. Arnold's like gotta look inside himself to find his rage.
It was so cool that it would probably be something like, he goes, there ain't no secret to it, damn it, you just go out there and you beat the hell out of somebody.
Find it, just whatever.
I know, I'm just saying, it's realistically, I think it's what he'd say. Freaking, we're talking about reality here, man. This is,
yeah, you're right.
This is true once we speak it.
Okay,
now he's taking on
DX for the tag team title at WrestleMania 20.
Oh, nice. So it's gonna be that's how it starts.
WrestleMania 20.
What
year? WrestleMania
20.
Like
2000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then WrestleMania like 15.
But it would be like them versus Road Dogg.
Yeah.
And Badass Billy Gunn, dude. It would be them those two against each other. And then, like,
they have to fight like a bracket to get to Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, but like, no. So this is earlier on. Was Shawn Michaels still in the picture? Like when
the Road Warriors came in, they were the New Age Outlaws.
New Age Outlaws, dude. It would be actually, dude. The tag team champions at that time could be Triple H and China.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
dude.
So
how great would that be? Arnold is always the one that has to go up against China.
And guess what? Guess what? They have a love affair.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, wow. Wow, dude, a little trip. Like, oh,
and,
man.
And it comes out, dude, that that's the first woman Arnold's ever slept with.
Oh, my
because,
God, dude.
Because it's the first woman he's ever deemed
worthy.
Her
body.
Her
dude.
Body.
Yeah, her. She's butt. He's like, dude, there's a whole thing I'm going to get to. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen such a physique on a woman before.
Yeah. It's clearly him that he might be homosexual.
Yeah. Hinting towards that, yeah.
The man, it's incident that he masturbates to himself.
He goes,
in the
mirror. Butt, it looks like a man's butt. It's very nice.
That's
dude,
he goes, your arms, they almost look like my arms. Like,
it's almost as good as mine.
When you take off your bra, you have two pecs, they look nice.
I wish my head looked like that.
Dude, and this is a man whose pecs were each insured for $500,000. So he really thinks
highly of
his
pecs. You need to talk to my insurance agent.
Yeah, I got the guy for that.
I got the guy for that.
But dude, you know what's funny, dude? Is this storyline as ridiculous as this, dude? If people watch this,
oh my God,
I would have loved this. Not just that, but dude, people's
not
egos.
Just because we
people's egos are too big, though, dude. There's no way he would be Arnold, like. Any man really would be willing to like subject himself to this much humiliation.
I don't know.
It's a lot of humiliation.
He's playing a character.
It's a character for sure.
But
think about Spielberg.
Right, dude. There's no,
for some reason,
those characters do exist.
For some reason,
but their careers don't last forever.
All I keep thinking about is Arnold getting a clothesline from hell from the APA.
Oh man, yeah, dude, I hope that's.
You know, he's like turned around, stunned.
Even totally get one of those
clothesline.
Yeah.
So
anywho, they take on the New Age Outlaws, probably beat them, or maybe lose to them, and then maybe all DX wants to feud them, and then they gotta find a couple of opponents, get a group going.
No, I did. I think they should have to like tag team wrestle their way up like a bracket of DX.
Okay.
Culminating with like. Them fighting,
except for the timeline you're talking about, like Shawn Michaels was no longer.
No, I know, but you said China and
right.
Triple H.
No, that's fine. So yeah,
they would be the two. They would be the champions.
Okay, right. So then they go. How about this? They go out to fight them. They fight them, and New Age Outlaws interfere, causing Triple H and China to win. Then they have a problem with the whole Degeneration
yeah.
X, dude. So they gotta. Then they gotta.
Okay,
like they don't win the titles.
They're
yeah.
gonna get Ken Shamrock.
Whoa.
But at what point is, because I was going to say that at that match, Arnold has a chance to pin China.
Oh, yeah.
But he can't do it, dude.
Dude, he can't.
Because he loves her too much. And, like, Triple H is, or not Triple H, but Stone Cold's like, tag me in!
Yeah.
Tag me in! And he's just like, he's like trying to drag himself, but he
yeah.
keeps looking back.
Yeah,
and, like,
It's super dramatic. And dude, then that's when the Road Warriors come in.
Oh, yeah. And dude, like, hit him with a chair or something.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Because the ref's down or something.
Sure. I think it'd be good.
Or no, dude, maybe...
They hit Stone Cold, and then China comes from behind and roll up pins Arnold and breaks his heart.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's even better.
That's what happens.
That's way better. That's exactly what you should have said.
And then after that... He, for a little bit of time, he's like in mourn.
Yeah.
he dresses
to
the
dies.
He's got a jet black.
Dude, I think it'd be funnier if, like,
he kind of gets out of shape.
He's really depressed, and he only dresses in black, but his outfit is literally just like these skimpy trunks.
Yeah.
So then, like, where they used to be like gold or something, now they're just black.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. That's pretty good.
Maybe he would start even sometimes hiding his body. Like, he'd wear a really baggy sweatpants.
Oh man, yeah. So
I don't want to feel your admiration of my body right now.
Yeah.
I want to wallow in my sorrow.
Dude,
look at me, I'm average like you. I disgust myself.
You have one little stain.
I think it'd be
Cheeto dust all over.
Yeah,
the
dude, he just comes out to a match with like a bag of chips.
Yeah.
He's like eating
yeah.
them as he's coming out.
This guy screams.
Yeah, dude.
I've had my heart shattered into a million pieces.
Like,
my best friend Stone Cold Steve Austin won't even talk to me
yeah.
because he's so pissed that I didn't hit the woman.
I
should I say,
I
the harlot who stole my heart and crushed it at WrestleMania 14.
Her eyes is about as cold as this Rocky Road ice cream. That
she was the first woman and the only woman I've ever penetrated in my whole life.
You would say that.
On fucking Monday Night Raw.
Hey man, this is the answer.
Live on Monday Night Raw.
Live on Monday Night Raw, you're going to hear about my sex
on
life.
On USA.
No, dude, back then...
Last week, Raw was the number one rated show on the USA Network.
Dude, back then it was like...
It was TNA. It was TNN.
TNN. Tits and ass TV.
It was Tennessee...
Wrestling with a...
It was the Tennessee Network.
Whatever.
Todd Newton, Tennessee.
That became Spike. That's what became Spike TV.
Right.
Okay, so that's going into... So at this point, it's like the late 90s by this point, maybe, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Dave? Yeah, I mean, we're thinking like... Yeah, 97, 98.
Okay, so...
Now, cusp of the Y2K.
Now,
the
go
Y2K.
With me here. What if at this point, Arnold is a shattered man, leaves the sport, and what does he do? Well, we've said that his movie career doesn't happen, right, because he's too involved with wrestling, but that we didn't say that his political career doesn't take place.
Yes.
So he leaves the store,
goes to the ball,
rehabilitates his image by becoming the governor of California.
At the age of...
Same age. Right?
No, well, no.
When was that, like
2004
or something?
Yeah, he was like,
right. So, you know, he leaves for like 5 years, becomes governor.
I'm going to be body slamming balls.
Yeah. But he's still involved with wrestling, kind of like a Vince McMahon like figure. Like, he comes in and, like...
Because he's the governor. So the governor. Somebody they call the governor.
That's what it is.
They're like, they do that thing where there's like a secret GM, and it ends up being him. They're like, I've been governing this great state of California, and I've been governing the state of
yeah,
California.
Yeah, dude,
that's
right.
It's
a live show at, like, you know, the fucking...
at the, whatever, the state capital.
Sacramento.
The Sacramento Arena. Hello, Kings fans.
I think it'd be funny, like, yeah, he hasn't been on in a while, and then the Titantron will just show a picture of a phone ringing, and he picks it up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yes, it's the Goblin.
Yes, it's me. Hello there.
I am the governor.
I'm here to govern you.
And he's coming out in a suit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At this point, I'm imagining him doing the Vince McMahon walk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that really top. Arm swing.
Yeah.
Strut.
Ridiculous.
What a ridiculous walk.
But he still does the thing where he interacts with himself. You're governing great today, Arnold.
Governing
well, thank
great.
You. You're governing great today.
How about that state economy office?
Don't forget to pardon that guy on death row.
Note self.
Don't forget to make abortion legal again.
Like, dude, Arnold's like a rival, political rivals are like, this man is spending 70% of his time on a wrestling television show. When is he finding time to cover?
But you guys, well, look at the ratings. I think the proof is in the pudding. And the pudding is the ratings here. Look at what a good governor I am. I govern the show.
He wouldn't say pudding. It's not even gross.
The proof is in the
proof
powder.
Is in
the protein powder.
I'm not doing the pudding.
I'm not eating a pudding.
He would outlaw unhealthy snacks in
California.
I'm trying to ban Doritos and Cheetos.
If you get caught with any O's, I'm going to kill you.
Unless it's Cheerios.
Unless it's Cheerios. They're healthy for your heart. Maria loves me to eat them.
I'm trying. That's he tried to get a life sentence for anyone who got caught buying Nabisco.
It's been bad from the state if you want to get out of here.
Dump the state.
Dude, when he's the secret GM of wrestling, like, they only serve protein drinks at the...
You know he would feud with, like, Rey Mysterio and Chavo Guerrero.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see your papers right now.
Oh, my God.
Where's your visas? Where's your work visas?
But the thing is his, it's like, actually, I had to tone down my racism a bit for television. In real life, as the real governor of California, I have much stricter policies.
it would be something like, there'd be a steel cage match, you'd be like, you better get used to looking at this.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Also, I had this thought earlier, and I forgot to say it, but when Arnold is in his you sicken me phase, he should have a match against Rikishi.
The whole time he gets sicker and sicker. And then at the end, of course, dude, what does he get at the very end? He gets the stink face, dude. He would freak out. Dude.
Yeah, he couldn't hit the... Oh, my God. Like,
the crowd would be going nuts.
He has to be taken out of the stretcher.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's in a neck brace. And dude, at the best kid... here's the best part, dude. You see him on the stretcher in the neck brace, and he's, like, he's motioning his arms, like, the paramedic's like, what? And then they, like, all of a sudden see some guy pull something out and give it to him. And he puts a clothespin on his nose, dude. And it just lays back down.
They show him at the hospital, and he's got a complete body cast.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
So that happened.
They're pumping, like, perfume on his
head. Yeah, dude, that's so funny.
The room is, he's like, this. They're like, oh, is there anything we can get? Just like, this one thing. And then it cuts away and comes back, and his room is just full of, like, super buff guys.
Yeah.
And he's like...
I'm not sick anymore.
The muscular bodies make me feel better already.
Wow. Really hinting towards the
he just aesthetically, you know.
I think it'd be funny that, like, after that, he had lost his sense of smell for
a bit. He was like, I can't smell anymore.
I can't smell, I can't taste.
I can't smell myself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's hilarious.
So that happened. That's also part of his 80s story.
All right.
Flash forward.
So let's flash
forward. Now is in 2007.
Flash forward. Yeah, we're in, like, 2007.
Arnold's governor.
He's the governator. He's coming back to do the GM thing.
Yeah.
He leaves for a while because, you know, he ends his career. He wants to, like, relax for a
bit. I think we pretty much did. What happens after he's done being governor? Does
I think
he come back?
That's what I'm saying. I think there's probably
here
one
there,
more
there's
section.
One more section of what he's doing, and that's what is he doing right now?
And what he's doing right now is that he's come back. He came back for, like, a Hall of Fame.
Hall
of Fame induction ceremony or something.
Dude, he was supposed to...
I want to have another match at WrestleMania one more time.
Dude, here's what happened. Was he was called back, and they were supposed to squash the beef, and he was going to do... Triple H's induction speech, and Triple H was going to do his, and then so he does Triple H's. It's awesome. Like, people are crying.
Yeah.
Triple H gets up there. He's like, "There has to be the right one for you." And I fucking hate you.
Yeah,
he doesn't drops the mic.
He tells him to suck it.
Suck it.
He goes. Because when I want to talk about when I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger in the WWE, really, I got two words for you. Degeneration X. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Just, the humiliation has never stopped.
He's just crying.
Dude. He's just Arnold's, like, teary-eyed in the back.
And they show his bust. His bust is like a picture of him scared from when he saw The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing lower than the economy in California right now is my self-esteem.
Oh, man. So, yeah, dude. So, dude, he has a feud. So, he has, like, a semi-real feud with
Triple H.
With Hunter Hearst Helmsley. And let's say they have one big match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Earn each other's respect thing. I mean, it's probably, like, one of those weird, like, they only kind of show up every couple months.
Yeah.
Deal, just to promote it. And then,
yeah.
And then, like, the last, like, month leading up, he's there a lot. And then, so, like, would anything funny happen between the two? Arnold will probably do a lot of, like, hark. It would be kind of funny, not Arnold, Triple H does, like, a lot of harking back to, like, DX. If he's trying to, because that's, like, when they knew each other.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's going to be a lot of him, like, Arnold. Hey, remember this? And, like, playing these really embarrassing, like, plays from the Attitude Era.
And Arnold's whole thing, dude, then he, like, follows that with, like, playing clips of himself as the governor.
Here's a clip from me on C-SPAN. Introducing new legislation that's going to bring jobs to California.
Like, he still is never hip to the thing. Everyone's like, what the hell is so like?
He's still out of touch, dude.
And that's it.
But
that's
dude, but they have a couple of great matches, and like it gets real fucking bloody and does it all. And like Arnold's got one last hurrah on him, even though he's old as hell, dude. So he's got to be super careful.
And here's the thing: their last match is going to be a pay per view. And what Arnold says is, "I don't trust wrestling you in the WWE because you're married into the McMahon family. There's no way it's going to be fair. I challenge you to an anything goes match, no holds barred, in the ECW."
Oh my god, we're taking it back to Extreme Rules, dude.
Dude, they bring it back for them, and it's a fucking crazy.
Cactus Jack is the special guest wrestling referee, dude.
Yes.
Rob Van Dam comes in and does a frog splash on across the ridge, dude. Dude, that'd be kind of cool if a couple of like really old famous ECW characters came back and just like interfered in the match, like one hit Arnold, the other one hit Triple H, dude.
Yeah, that would happen. So that's, yeah, it happens.
Rob, dude, Rob Van Dam is back in the WWE, man. Can you believe that?
After all these years.
That's wild. Old bastard.
So
I think that was it, man.
I think we crushed it, dude.
I think we got it.
And hey, since, you know, we're get to the chopper now, we're not off topic. We really didn't get off topic all that much.
No, not at all.
That's because the topic was Arnold.
The topic was Arnold, dude.
You always
every time we're on topic,
we're
to Arnold.
Yeah.
That's
guess what? Now Arnold is the topic. He's always the topic.
You're wondering, why are they doing this? Well, I'm thinking, why aren't they doing this?
Yes,
what do you always talk about? Me? Who do you want to be? Me? Who do you want to talk about? Me? Why not just do it?
The proof is in the protein.